There we are. That's Queen and Seven Seas of Rye. It's a very appropriate song to play because we've got... Can I call you Captain Collins?
Yeah, well, Captain Fran comes out quite a lot.
Captain Fran. It's Captain Fran from Red Funnel, and you're like the top brass over there, aren't you? Top lady?
Yes, I'm the CEO at Red Funnel.
Can I just say that you seem so down to earth, and you wouldn't think that you were like top brass if that's it. I'm trying to pay you a compliment, not...
No, thank you. I left school at 16, like many others, and I worked my career up to being CEO now. So I actually went to sea at the age of 16 and did a cadetship. So I've spent my early life sailing around the world and going to exotic places and doing what is frankly at times a fairly boring job, but lots of fun.
Wow.
And then he moved into management about 10 years ago.
So you're the perfect person for the job then?
I would hope so. I think there's always lots to learn, no matter what job you're in and particularly what role you're in. And Red Funnel is a great place to do that.
Brilliant. Now, a little while ago, did you get some award?
Yes, I did.
Yes. Obviously, that was some time ago, and we've been trying to set up this meeting for a while, and I know you're very, very busy, so we would have talked about that then, but let's do it now.
You're making me bashful now. It was an absolute privilege. There's a national honours award called the Merchant Navy Medal for Meritorious Service, and they only give it to 20 people a year, and I'm absolutely privileged that some of my colleagues, I guess, or cohorts in the industry had nominated me, and it was approved. And I went up to London 2 weeks ago to meet Princess Anne and to get awarded the medal. So it's a huge privilege, and it's a great responsibility as well.
Wow. How scary is it meeting Princess Anne? And did you have to do that? Did someone grab hold of you and say, look, you've got to do this, and if you don't, you can't do this and you can't say that?
Yeah, absolutely. And it was actually really scary. And I was so privileged because we went to Trinity House, which is a big Merchant Navy building in London. And when we were going in, we had to do a rehearsal, and that was fine. And there were 20 of us, and we're all, you know, adults in the Merchant Navy, and this has been our career. And we would think we're all pretty confident, and we were all absolutely terrified. And in front of us, there were these amazing Merchant Navy cadets, and they were 17, 18, 19, and they were so confident and so brave.
Wow.
But Princess Anne was absolutely lovely, and she spent 10 minutes chatting with each of us. She's a fantastic lady.
I'm not going to ask you what she said because that's personal and that's private. I cringe when people do because obviously, you might get into trouble for something she said. Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
No, do you know what? She was really interested in how we can support shipping as an industry because it's not just about being on ships in Captain Birdseye. It's about getting our young people to understand, you know, because shipping's not known about. We're an island nation. We're an island here on the Isle of Wight. Mm. And so even in the UK, 95% of all of the goods comes into and out of the UK on ships. And it's a fantastic career. And it's not just about being on board the vessels. You can do it as engineering support. Every shipping company needs accountancy and all of those aspects to it. So it's actually a really great career option. And Princess Anne is really keen to help us bring that out to a wider audience.
Brilliant. Did you say next time you sail across, you know, use Red Funnel?
I might have done.
Obviously, Christmas is coming. What happens at Christmas? Do you shut down? Do you not do anything? Because we all go, I'm pretty sure we have one live show and that's it.
No, we keep operating all the way through Christmas. We operate a service on Christmas Day because we are a lifeline provider of services between Southampton and the Isle of Wight. So that's really important to us. But obviously, our crews all like to have a bit of fun. So we'll have Christmas Jumper Day. We try and do mince pies and have a bit of a sing-song on board. I think it's nice as well for our passengers and our customers they're travelling on Christmas Day. I'm sure they'd quite often rather not be. And our staff like to enjoy the contact they have with them.
Brilliant. So do you have to book up on Christmas Day? Is it busy?
It can be really busy, actually. It's amazing the number of people, I guess, going to see family and if you've got family on and off island. So it's always good to book earlier. And we'll always try and fit people on where we can, though.
Do you know, for some people that are a little bit lonely this Christmas, it might be a case of, here, you've got no one to visit, just go on a ferry.
Yeah, get on the ferry.
Sounds a whole load of fun.
Come and have a chat. Yeah, it's always, I mean, it's like anything, isn't it? And I guess for you guys, when you do your shows on Christmas Day, it's always the party spirit.
I'm at home, it's recorded. That never happens. I mean, you know, our listeners aren't that daft.
Maybe you should come down on the ferry for the day.
Well,
come and do a Christmas show.
What a great idea.
Let's see if we can set it up.
Let's do it. Let's because people have had this magical idea of let's do a show from a ferry. Has anybody ever done it? Let's do it.
Yeah, we'd love to host you.
Okay. Well, I've got a better idea. Well, not Christmas, because I would be in so much trouble if I said, oh, suddenly I've got to work on Christmas Day. We're celebrating our 10th birthday.
Yes, in January.
What about a live show from the ferry?
Let's do it. Let's have you on the bridge.
How great would that be?
I think we should do that.
Fantastic. All right, brilliant.
I think that's a deal.
Yeah. And look, I know you've got to go because you've got to go and catch ferry.
You've got to catch ferry back, yeah.
Do you have to be there half an hour early before anybody
yes,
else?
Yes, yeah, the same rules, and they don't hold it. And one time I was running down the gangway to get to the boat. Nope. Sorry, guys.
Really?
Yeah.
I was going
to
ask.
The same rules apply to all of us.
Wow. Do you then sort of, you know, take people to one side and say, hey, look, come on.
I give them a wave and a thumbs up.
Yeah. Well, no. Done, you're doing your job.
I mean, you know, I think that's the thing, isn't it, for us, that punctuality is so important. We all travel and we all know how frustrating it is if we miss it, but sure. We also know how important it is for everyone else to get to where they're going. So I think it's always a fine balance, but the same rules apply across the board.
It's brilliant to meet you, and Carolyn as well. She's very, very quiet over there. She didn't want to
She's
speak.
She's not normally this quiet.
No, but brilliant to meet you. It really is, and hopefully we'll meet again soon. We'll sort out that.
Sort out the January.
That'll be fantastic. Have a great Christmas.
Thank you, and you too.